every once in a while, when you turn on the news, it makes you feel very, very old. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Staffo will be by momentarily. Our guest this hour is legendary drummer Marky Ramone from the legendary punk rock group The Ramones. He's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He has a terrific book out. It's called Punk Rock Blitzkrieg, My Life as a Ramone. It's in paperback now. He tells a very raw story as to what it was like to be a rocker during that time and to live that lifestyle. The book is a fascinating read, and when you really get into it, you'll see that these guys put themselves through things that the human body wasn't designed to endure. And maybe that's why he's the only member of the group still here to tell the story. And he will tell that story later this hour. Then it will be the Entertainment Report with Christina. And after that, yes, the story of Poo-Pourri. I received a Christmas gift from the co-host. Christina gave me a bottle of Poo-Pourri because it came up on the show months and months ago, and then a guest brought up the fact that they were listening to the segment and they enjoyed it, whatever. So she bought me Poo-Pourri. I tried it. Yes, I'm the ultimate focus group, and we will have the results of that test. Anyway, we'll start things off this hour with you're starting to realize your own mortality when you see people that you watched on television, that you listen to in your music, that you experience as you're growing up from your adolescence into your early adulthood, into your middle age, and so on, as they begin to shed their mortal coils and leave this world. And this week, the latest example, the passing of David Bowie. Now, David Bowie was 69 years old, so it's not as if he was 32 and it's, oh my goodness, he's gone in his 30s. No, it's terrible whenever you pass away, but he was almost 70 years old. And I found it fascinating this week when I had conversations with people who were, 30, 31, 32-ish. They have no idea who David Bowie was. They don't understand his influence upon music and pop culture from literally as early as 1969 when he got his start, and really through the mid to late 70s into the early 80s, pretty much through 86, 87. And let's be honest, his career kind of quieted down after that, and he just came out with a new album, ironically, a week before he passed. But the one thing I always enjoyed about what he did was that he always changed with the times. When you listen to Ground Control to Major Tom back in 1969, 1970, it was perfect for that time. When you listen to Modern Love in 83? It was perfect for that time. And even his music now has a little bit of a contemporary sound to it. So he was able to adapt and change with the times. But it's amazing when you start to see these people that were part of your, not part of your life, because let's be honest, all right, they're not everyday influences in your life. I always get a kick out of, you'll see people on social media, so-and-so passed away, I don't know how I'm going to be able to deal with this. Well, wait a minute. All right, you still have the person's music, okay? You were not personally involved with them. You respected what they did, and you still have the works of their art that you can listen to and you can watch anytime you choose to nowadays. But they were still influential upon you. And you see your influences begin to leave this world. And you see people pass away and people that you watched on television growing up. And it does give you reason to pause and think about your own mortality. Because as your times begin to pass away and drift away, you realize that time is moving and that nothing stays the same. David Bowie sang about changes. Those changes are occurring day by day. And if you lose yourself in the past, you'll kind of lose your grip on the present and the future. And the way David Bowie changed with the times to keep himself fresh and new, it's a good lesson for everyone. Marky Ramone is next. This is America Weekend. And I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad? This slugger joins Roger Maris as the only two players who've won the MVP twice, but aren't in the Hall of Fame. He was a seven-time All-Star and clubbed 398 homers in 18 big league seasons.
Deep right field, it is gone. A new home run high for Dale Murphy.
So, where is Dale Murphy now? Dale's faith and squeaky clean image carried into his post-baseball days. He spent 3 years as president of the Mormons' Boston Mission. Dale's written 3 books, including his autobiography, and he even considered a run for governor of Utah. Dale also started the I Won't Cheat Foundation to promote integrity and deter steroid use in young athletes.
To be the best athlete that you can be takes dedication, hard work. There's no shortcuts. There's no bending the rules.
Dale Murphy, still keeping it clean. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Everybody's trying to make a buck these days off of being green, and check this out. The Japanese have released a 1,300-pound machine that crunches up office waste, like old Xerox paper and such, and turns it into toilet paper. This Japanese toilet paper machine is able to produce 2 rolls an hour from around 1,800 sheets of used copy paper. Each TP machine costs $95,000. Obviously, if anybody's office has that much dead copy paper, first they ought to be looking to reduce the madness of that kind of consumption. And what's not known is just how much juice this 1,300-pound beast uses to process all the Xerox paper to kick out just 2 rolls of toilet paper. And after you've tried Charmin with aloe, by the way, recycled shredded Xerox paper will never hold a candle. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.